call, please.
Yes. Garcia?
Yes.
Kedman?
Yes.
LaChance?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon is absent. Crawford?
Yes.
Danis?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a lot of visitors to recognize today. We have Beth Gambrell and Tom Lindblom.
Tyler Rothen.
There.
Alan Woodrick.
And Anita.
And I'm Wally.
Okay. You got you the ones we're here to honor, especially your daughter. Last month, we found out that your daughter, Anita, gave the library $40 from a lemonade stand that she had. $40, how old are you?
10.
10? 10-year-old with 40 bucks in her pocket. 45? Okay. Mm-hmm. Was a great thing to do, to donate it to the library. We really appreciate that. There's so many things that a 10-year-old could do with 45 bucks, except give it to the library. So in recognition of her donation to the library from proceeds of her lemonade stand, your act of generosity and kindness are a great example for all ages to follow. Our community is very lucky to have a citizen like you. And we would like to present you this as a token of our appreciation. Thank you very much. Okay. Amendments to the agenda. If you guys want to go, you're welcome to stay,
okay,
or you can go.
Thank you.
I know the rest of this. The rest of this is going to be pretty boring.
Thank you very much.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you for coming.
Okay. Amendments to the agenda. Don't think we have any, so if you've looked over the minutes, we have, I think, three sets in there from Personnel Committee, regular board meeting, and another one from the Personnel Committee. So you want to take a quick look over those? I don't know. Do we have four in there?
There's
no.
Four.
There's four? Okay.
There was four. Board meeting, and then the other ones were personnel meetings?
Yes.
And were we supposed to have one for the library? I mean, the 5K one, or no?
Not yet.
Okay.
There wasn't much discussed in there. Okay. Questions, comments about any of the minutes? I suppose we should probably do one. Four different. Somebody needs to make four motions, I would think.
Oh, for each of them?
One for each one.
Right.
Well, you can do it all.
Can we do it all in one? Okay. Well, then we'll just do it in one. It'll be easier.
Okay.
one motion to approve all the minutes from...
I can list the dates.
Yeah.
So do I just say... I make a motion for the board to approve the minutes from Saturday, July 8th, Monday, July 10th, Saturday, July 15th, and Saturday, July 22nd, 2017.
Can I have a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Minutes have been approved. Correspondence. I have one from our board member, Kate Elder. She's apologizing that she cannot make this meeting because she's traveling in Minnesota for business, for work, and she wanted me to read. I am sorry I cannot be there tonight to resign in person. Unfortunately, I was asked to travel to Minnesota on short notice for some work meetings. I simply have spread myself too thin and have decided it's time to resign as I'm not able to fulfill my role on the board, and that's not fair to the rest of you. I have enjoyed my time on the board, learned a lot, learned a ton, and making new friends. Please carry the torch and find ways to cut costs. I know it's hard and it's not fun, but I promise you it will be worth it in the long run. Thank you all for your friendship. I won't be a stranger to the library. See you soon. So she has officially resigned from the board. And I've talked to Gary or emailed Gary about a replacement. They can't really do anything until after tonight anyway.
They did post it on Facebook.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, so they're looking. I know they had two other applications in there from before, so we'll see. Any other correspondence to the library? Nope. Alrighty. Moving on to public comment.
I think that's me.
That could be.
On your agenda quick enough.
That could be you. Yes.
If you remember last fall, I came and talked about the one love, one community event that we were planning through the school district, and it actually has kind of come to place. So what I wanted to do is just share this information and share a book with you.
Okay.
No, you know about this. And I thought I would go ahead and read each of you a book. There are some available in the library, but I'd like to encourage you to read the book. That we're reading it throughout Yorkville and hoping that different people from different organizations will come together at one of our three book discussions that we're going to be held right here. And like I said, if you are not interested in the book, I'm hoping that you'll pass it along to a family member or some other organization in Yorkville that you might be interested in. They might be interested in reading and participating. So from you, the book funding for this is from the Illinois Reading Council.
Oh.
And if you decide you don't want it, you can't. Oh, you don't.
I bought my own.
If you decide you do not want it to mess around, or if you can't find someone who wants it, just you can bring it back to the library and we'll recycle them out from there.
Just a question. Do we know if he's coming back or going to be able to come back?
We're in the process of trying to figure out if there's a budget large enough to have him. He did. The author did speak at our kickoff for the Teacher Institute on Friday, and he's an amazing speaker. I found him really interesting to listen to. And we'd love to have him come back and talk to our students at the middle school, maybe at the end of October, beginning of November. And if that happens, it would be held in the gymnasium, which would be large enough to accommodate both the students and also community members that, you know, that attend these book discussions or have read the book and would like to come. So that's kind of a TBA. We're waiting to hear how much he would charge for a return visit, because he's pretty pricey for a 1 hour. Hoping he gives us a discount if, you know, he was here before, but he left our session on Monday. He spoke for like an hour, maybe an hour 15, and then he's like, okay, I can't even stop to talk to anyone because I'm going to O'Hare to fly to Boston to speak.
Boston.
So it's kind of a busy guy. But anyway, the book is a pretty easy read, and hoping to do this again in future years. So any thoughts you guys have about the idea?
Grade level.
They're reading it in the middle school. All the English language arts teachers are actually reading it aloud to the middle school grade students. It's appropriate for sixth grade and up, and there are, I think, three clubs at the high school that may or may not be doing it as a book study. Yeah. At the elementary level, we purchase books, and they have some here on display in the children's library area. We purchase books that kind of go along with the same themes of the book, and so they have activities planned in the elementary level. So even though it's called one book, my boss was like, why is it called one book and you have five? I'm like, well, it's one book, and then some other ones that are more appropriate for the younger kids. So. Yeah.
But it's really because the community reads this one book. I mean, most of the books they choose couldn't be read by kindergartners or first graders or second graders, so it's
right.
Still really one book. Was this emblem designed by us?
This my son.
Okay. Only because they want me to make a T-shirt, and I was thinking one word, one book, one community can make a difference. Yorkville Reads was going to be the T-shirt. They're like, you haven't made us a T-shirt in a while. And then I'm like, this looks really good on a T-shirt. I'm going to have to ask her if I can use this.
Yeah, you can tell her permission. Then we get the district for it. And those nice buttons that you handed out today at the meeting are just this size. Oh, yeah. If you wanted to make some buttons. So does anyone else have any questions?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And also, unrelated to that, I love the siding, the paint color that you picked on the siding.
Came out nice.
I miss you all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we want to do you while we're here so you can leave too?
It's up to you.
Why don't we hear from Tom Lindblom on our siding on that note so that we don't have to keep him here all night.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
The project started one month ago tomorrow.
Okay.
I try and log day by day what I see when I'm here. By my calculations, they've lost about 9 work days because of rain. Mm-hmm. Not only rain that day, but then like a day after, so I make sure everything is dry.
Right.
It is not progressing as fast as I would like to see it. Same for the two ladies over here. It's somewhat understandable this time of year. In talking with other contractors, particularly painting contractors, they're just under the gun to get things done in time for school to start. So that is their explanation. One of my other hats that some of you may know is I'm involved with the fire district, and we have a bid out right now for painting, exterior painting. And I asked this contractor if he was going to be bidding that, which would be Wednesday. He said, oh, absolutely. He said, we're finishing up 4 other jobs. So now that kind of tells you what's been going on. But the powder washing was all done. They started painting, if you followed it by driving by or whatever, they started on the north side of the building. They had a delay of 4 or 5 days in getting a lift here. The lifts were as busy time of year, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were delayed in getting that lift here. It was a 40-foot lift to get up to the high spot. And typical of painting contractors, they want to start at the top and work on down, which is what they were doing. They've got a lot of the high spots left to get that could not be reached with that boom. So I asked them what the plan was. Part of it they can reach from standing on some of the lower roofs. And others, they're going to have to put up scaffolding. So that's going to be a rather lengthy process of doing. He promised me that, in fact, at 2 o'clock this afternoon, that he was going to have more help here tomorrow and the rest of the week. However, the forecast is for rain tomorrow night and Wednesday. So we'll see what happens. I talked with Russ before the meeting. When I got home today at 2 o'clock, I saw I had a message waiting for him for a partial payment. Unfortunately, with the way the city operates in the library, they can't do that until next month. And this contractor should understand that because my reference checking was with 3 different municipalities. So I don't know for sure how the city does it, but I know the fire district, we pay bills once a month. And that list has to be in to be approved by the trustees or the governing body before that can even be released. So hopefully it won't be a partial payment next month. Okay. Hopefully it'll be a complete payment for the job being completed. The repairs were made to the backside where down by the between the doors on the backside where I think it's been snow melt.
Yeah,
it's where the siding meets the sidewalk. And it had deteriorated, so they replaced that. That part is also painted. So they have the doors, the 2 doors left to do, and then obviously what you can see on three sides of the building. Yeah. The north side appears to be done. Now, it has not been inspected, so to speak, by either myself or my two inspectors over here. That's yet to be done when the job is done.
Last time I looked on the north side, there was a spot over here on the over by the children's area where the gutter was that hadn't been done.
Okay. All right. That's the kind of thing that we'll catch. In fact, we could probably, if we have a nice day, we might walk around and catch some of that. Maybe next week sometime. So that's about it for my report. I'm hoping to see some more progress here now and on a
paint color looks nice.
Continued basis. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, building looks really nice.
Any questions though?
Hmm.
Okay.
Thanks,
Tom. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Till Sandy time.
Yeah. Tell her not to be a stranger.
She's had some board meeting of some kind tonight.
Ah, okay.
Have a good evening.
You too. Staff comment? Anything from the staff they want us to know about?
Anxiously awaiting a decision, I guess.
Okay. Okay. Report of the treasurer, I guess, would be me since Susan is not here. She's still recovering from her surgery. So if we want to look over the bill list, this is the fun part of all the meetings, you know. Batteries for the alarm panel. Now that I know the code, we can put that in test mode when they go bad again. Didn't even know I was on the call list. But
I didn't know you were either.
Let's see. We got some new monitors for the computers out there. Bought some books. And applied. This was from before what they did for $1,728. And Dixie went to a delegates meeting.
Yes, I did.
Did they tell you any fun things?
Phew, that was in my director's report.
Okay, well, we'll wait for that. We had to pay Piatone for a lost book.
We paid $93 to Abraham Lincoln.
He's still
isn't he dead?
Yeah, I have a question about that one.
That's for our microfilm for the record.
Yeah. People still come to read the Tribune?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do. We should find somebody that's willing to come up with $363.74 to pay for that subscription. That's for 6 months?
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And we're paying Marlis for a good vacation because of all the minutes we've been doing lately.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday.
It looks like we have two payroll periods. So far we've gotten, if we look on to our budget report, we've gotten about half of it, which would be expected, about half of our tax revenue in. We're about 23% into the budget year. We've got about half of our taxes. We'll get the rest of them after September. We've got some personal property replacement tax. State grant.
Yeah.
We'll get it eventually someday.
So do we pay $900 every 2 months for Sound Incorporated? For the maintenance contract for CCTV and access control. So it has 8/1 to 10/31.
That's every quarter.
Every quarter, so yeah, that would be every 3 months.
Every 3 months.
You pay $900 every 2 months?
I don't think that's the case. I think there was another charge in there for, because we paid it for cameras, telephone.
Looks like there's a maintenance agreement, too.
Yeah, basically, the maintenance agreement covers everything. If something breaks, they come and fix it and replace it. It doesn't charge. There's not supposed to. They had to charge us in the past to replace equipment.
They're not supposed to charge us, like, when our cameras and then go out.
Yeah.
Right.
Or the phones. Until I can't find the phones anymore.
Yeah.
Seemed to be a big increase in our in our library fines.
Yeah, you're welcome. Kids, my wife and my kid were on a camping trip, and an 80 mile an hour storm came up, and their tent blew over, and the $2 are in there.
Oh.
So like $50 of that is replacing those books.
Gotcha. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because it went from $600 to $1,600.
One of those was probably quarterly check for e-commerce for Prairie Kid.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because that was over
$1,000. Yeah, okay. And our subscription cards went way down from $1,300 to $140.
It's when you first get out of school, lots of people sign up for new cards.
Budget reports.
So, if we're at 25% of the fiscal year, and we don't have a director right now, why are we at 29% of our budgeted salaries and wages?
We increase budget.
Did we
increase salaries. I'm not sure if we increased the budget for salaries. We approved the increase in salaries after we had approved the budget, I'm pretty sure.
Did we?
Well, there's
a... Oh, got it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And there's some big payout in here from Michelle.
Yeah, that's
what she just said.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So...
Okay. So was that 3% increase? I thought that was in the budget.
But maybe it's the Michelle payout that puts us over.
Yeah, that was a big budget item.
Okay.
That's why that one month is so high.
Right.
Like almost.
Well, there was three pay periods.
Yeah, there was three pay periods in there too. So. We have to be careful, but we're not doing too bad.
No.
We've got some money left in the bank, which is a good thing. We'll have some more starting in September. After everybody pays, well, September, October, after everybody starts paying their tax, their second half. We got... Development fees were a little bit down from last month. So there must not have been... where was that? Must have not have been the building permits pulled it for later in this year. I think it was down $2,000. I did see that. Where was it?
$7,000 to $4,000.
Yeah. Some of the things that are earmarked against the development fees. They don't get paid. They don't get bought until we get the money. So if we don't have the money, we don't do what we can do.
Okay.
So. Any questions on all of that fine print? It's going to get smaller to read, harder to read. We'll have to get some magnifying glasses for everybody. And if there aren't any questions, can I get a motion to pay our bills?
Motion to pay our bills.
And you got to read it out. Accounts payable. Basically, you got to read that one page. The bill list summary.
Not the whole thing, just the
totals.
Total bills paid,
yeah.
And then the total amount.
Total bills paid, total payroll, and total distributions.
Motion to pay our bills for this August 14, 2017 meeting. Total amount $55,336.46.
You gotta say, yeah. You gotta show her how. You can't just tell. Okay. So I make a motion to pay our bills for August 2017. A bills total of $25,312.11. Payroll total of $30,024.35 for a total disbursement of $55,336.46.
There you go.
He's like, just for the totals.
Yeah. I'll second that motion. Can we have a roll call, please?
Garcia.
Garcia.
Yes.
Garcia.
My teacher.
Hedman.
Yes.
Latance.
Yes.
Rodriguez.
Yes.
Walter.
Yes.
Crawford.
Yes.
Danis.
Yeah.
All righty. Moving on to the report of our interim library directors. Hit it, ladies.
The Illinois General Library Loan and Reciprocal Borrowing Statistical Survey was due at the end of July to the state, and that has been completed and sent in.
Good.
I attended the Prairie Cat Delegates Assembly, and in April, Prairie Cat renewed our contract with Innovative Interfaces for another 5 years. Prairie Cat is going to have III host all of our data, our catalog data, and our patron data on their servers on the cloud, so that we don't have that cost of replacing our servers and having to pay staff to maintain those servers. So on September 12th is when this is going to happen. Sierra, our software that we use for all of that, is going to be down in the library, and that's on a Tuesday. So we will probably be limiting checkouts at the desk on that day. And they are also looking into, Prairie Cat is looking into staffing their own people. Right now, we contract with Rails and use their people to do some of our work. And Prairie Cat is looking at just hiring those people on full time to just work for us. But they'll have more on that in the October meeting. Children's programming, or summer reading program, is over now. We did hand out over 400 reading logs this summer. I don't have the figures on how many came back in. It's usually only a portion of that. You know, the summer starts out kind of home, and then people get caught up in other stuff, but we still feel like we had a pretty good turnout. Some of the programs they did last month were more stories in the parks, future foxes, ready for kindergarten. The Sons of Norway
hosted a program for us again like they have over the last several years called How to Be a Viking. And 73 people were in attendance to that. Something that Jeanette and Marianne and the Children's Department did in July was bingo for books. They had a ton of paperback books in very good condition and had the kids come in and play bingo, and then when they won bingo, they got a book. And that was very well attended, and they will definitely try to do that again. So we're trying to pick through all the really good books that come in for the book sales, so she can do that again. A program that they the Friends paid for, Nature Architects. Again, Theron's Dance Party. As always, there are drop-in story times, morning reads, tots and toddlers, then their Lego clubs, and book clubs, like ice cream book clubs, and reading with paws. And the movie they showed had 36, for a total of 446 children that attended. I'd also like to acknowledge the businesses in town who contributed coupons and freebies that were handed out along with the summer meeting logs. And those businesses are the NCG Cinema of Yorkville, Culver's, Andy's Custard, Home Plate Hot Dogs, Cooper's Family Farm, Wendy's, Chicago Fire, St. George Cinema 7, Yorkville 7-Eleven, Kane County Cougars, Kirkfield Zoo, Joliet Slammers, Sugar Grove Family Fun Center, and B&H Martial Arts.
Cool.
Our team volunteers this month were Morgan Rutsay, Kayla Micah, Brantley Osborne, Emily Mollis, Mark Sanford, Holly Kletka, Julia Richardson, Daytona Faye Keith, Rachel Robinette, Nick and Natasha Markoutsis. And again, Theron volunteered her time. And I'd like to also acknowledge those ladies from Fox Valley Therapy Dogs who do our Read with Paws every month.
So Sarah's going to teach us all the dance, right?
Yeah. we received another $335 as a memorial for Kay Livingston from her family and friends.
Very cool.
Okay, I'll just highlight a couple programs that we have this month, and I'll tell you about what I have coming up. We did Amelia Earhart, is the first person portrayal. We've had this lady here 4 times now. Mm. She draws a really great crowd, great mm-hmm. presenter. She has a background in theater and history, so whenever she comes, we have a good turnout, and that is sponsored by the Friends of the Library. We also did our combined book discussion for July, where all 3 of our adult book clubs come together, and it is the book that the school is also reading. So we had a great discussion that night for that as well. Coming up this month, the end of the month on the 24th, we have a Fermi Lab here. At 7 o'clock, the Director of Communications will be here to talk about the history of Fermilab, scientific discoveries that they've had. They are celebrating their 50th anniversary, so they're pushing their programs out to the public as well.
What's the date?
24th. August 24th. It's a Thursday evening at 7. The Friends of the Library are having their book sale here, as you can see, over Labor Day weekend, same with your 5K race. Mm-hmm. I believe this is their 9th year doing the book sale. In September on the 12th, we're having a ukulele band here. Mm-hmm. They were here last year, Hicks Brothers Ukulele Band. We had almost 100 people here last year for that, and that is also sponsored by the Friends of the Library. And then in October, we're doing, as Beth said, 3 book discussions here at the library to supplement the book that they're reading. And I'm also having an author come in at the end of the month who has written a book. She's an American Egyptian Muslim, and she's wrote a book about her experiences. She's with the Plano Creative Writing Group. So she's going to come and actually talk to our creative writing group that we have here. And then I'm going to open it up to everyone as well.
I wonder how many of these books have been bought more than once and returned as used books.
Those books?
These books.
Oh. Yeah, I know. It feels like you see the same ones over there. That's all right.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's all right. So that's all I have.
Thank you. Been very busy.
Ben, did you want me to go over statistics, the circulation statistics?
Oh, sure.
Okay. The numbers we really look at is the second number, checkout and renewals. Was down a little bit from last month, from 8,000 to 7,641. And in August, you'll probably see that go down a little more. So it's typically slower, you know, it's, kids are back in school. Although the items we went out to other libraries went up a hair, and the items we borrow from other libraries, 1,217, remains really close also. If you look down at the databases, the one that hit me the most under Omni, the ebook checkouts were up again, and they just seem to keep going up. 797 ebook checkouts in July.
And nobody used WorldCat?
Those figures I didn't have yet.
Oh, okay.
For July.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Well, like I said, you've been busy. Thank you. Mr. Plunker, you're on deck now. Anything for the city for us?
Well, as you know, the special census, we're not finalized yet, but we went out about 2,000 residents, and we've seen a little more money. When the new director's picked, I noticed that maybe the intergovernmental agreement is lacking some things. So
it could be.
Hopefully we'll get a meeting.
Or some clarification.
Yeah, or clarification.
Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't need to be as specific as maybe they think it needs to be. But anyways, we'll get a board meeting between the two boards together, and we'll get it hashed out.
Good.
And another thing, just an observation, is we have all the motions typed out for us.
We do. Okay.
Yeah. So that's why we always sound like we know what we're talking about, because I have a list of all the motions next to me.
We usually don't have that many motions.
Right.
The bills right. and the minutes.
So do we know what kind of, you know, if the special census goes the way it should? I was reading something about that. What effect that would have on it?
We'll go up a little bit, because the state is decided to divvy up the money differently. Now they're going to kind of charge you a handling fee, which they didn't before.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. So when it's all said and done, it should go up. It'll overcompensate for that by, I want to say it was like $90,000 a year or something like that.
Does that mean Yorkfield becomes home rule? Or
No.
Okay.
Don't worry about that.
Okay. I just asked a question.
It went up to about $19,000.
Okay.
Home rule kicks in at $25,000.
Gotcha.
So we're
far from that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we get a new count on how many residences there are in Yorkville? Or do we know?
That would probably all come out. It hasn't been finalized yet. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that would.
What areas did they count? They didn't count the whole city.
They didn't count the whole city. Pretty much not a war, too. Because that's is what it is.
Yeah.
Subdivision to the north and the south are the two main ones where they're pulling about.
Windette Ridge.
Yeah, Windette Ridge.
Oasis and yeah. Autumn Creek.
Autumn Creek. Yeah. Where they're getting about 80, you know, permits a year pulled off.
Okay. Thank you. Standing committees. Well, we'll talk about personnel. We'll talk about later. Community relations, the 5K. We're progressing.
Mm-hmm. So I talked to the trophy people today, so those are ordered. I think right now what's most important is that we get the word out. I don't know if you've checked our registrations recently, Russ.
I get emails when money's being transferred to us, and right now I only know of three, and two of them backed out.
Right. We have them at the desk. We've added. I feel like the personal publicist of the thing, and I would like to see it out from other people. So, like, I posted it to the Yorkville Moms group. I posted it to the Bristol Bay Facebook group. And I shared the library's Facebook with probably 70 friends on. I sent it to our community relations person in the district, hoping that they'll put it in the next newsletter. I don't know when that's going out. It may not be in time, but I've shared it with some teachers that are runners. And so quite a few of the people who said they're interested are people I know. So I feel like if 10 of us were doing that, there'd be more than the 15 people who said they're interested. Because like a lot of those faces are people I work with or people I've sent the link to. So I just feel like if more people shared it out, we'll have prizes from Culver's.
And
the movie theater. The running company. So we have at least three or four raffles to also raffle off. So this year there'll be raffles, which we didn't have before.
Okay.
And we have had two sponsors, so which we didn't have last time.
Right.
Oh, I counted the t-shirts. And unless we get a host of people who are in smalls, we are pretty good because we have t-shirts from last year.
Yep.
So that's an expense we won't have to replace.
Okay.
And we had the bins and the garbage cans and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the envelopes, that's an expense we made last year. So
I
some of
we
our
still
expenses.
Have pins too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have pins in there as well. So
pins are minimal, but
I feel like less expenses, more donations than last time. Now we just need to get the people.
But we don't have the people.
But we don't have the people.
I did what you did, email. Facebook.
Anything Wispy could do for us
to get the word out.
Send me your stuff. We have like your community news calendar, so I'm sure we can
put it on
there.
Okay, awesome. I put it on the patch.
Okay.
Okay.
Like on their calendar.
I put it on everything that I put my normal programs on. So
okay.
Using the Kendall County Record patch, WSPY. I put it on our Facebook, on the TV, in our e-newsletter.
I will tell you that half of the people, maybe a little bit more than half, registered day of. And when I went to count the t-shirts, their registrations were up there. So I did email anybody who put an email on. So I think it's just that a lot of people honestly wait till the last minute. So I think we'll probably have more than last year, but we'll be all anxious until the day of. They all came at 7 o'clock and registered and paid on site.
Mm-hmm.
And it is on the hometown day schedule.
Yes.
It is.
It is.
I saw it in the...
There's a lady on my block that's been coming by twice a day, and she's going like this. And I said, that's a runner. I'm trying to go out.
They can be walkers. Tell them they can push their strollers.
Yeah, maybe next year we'll do a run-walk.
Use the words run-walk,
yeah.
I'm doing
the there you go. See, you're good to go.
So we have it on Fox Valley TV.
Yes.
It's on their video board, so their video community board, public access, all that. It's on there. And Mike Reynolds is also going to... record it and make it a part of the Hometown Days package.
Gotcha. Awesome. Okay, awesome.
Good.
Awesome. Well, we're moving right along with that.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we'll at least do what we did last year, if not a little
better.
No,
we're shooting for 50. At least
50. Yeah, we're shooting for 50. Or shoot 50. I do have a campaign to mark the road, and the route's going to be up this way this year.
So. And I saw something on, I think it was the Chili Run, that I thought was a good idea too. And I like it because I have a million t-shirts and don't need more t-shirts. But there was the race price and then the without t-shirt price. So for the Chili, it was $25, $20 without t-shirt, $35 day of, $30 without t-shirt. And I was like, that too for next year. Because there are people who are like, I don't want your t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be quick to sign up for a $20. I mean, it's $20. You have a bill and pay it.
Right.
So just for next year, thoughts.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a $50 check. And $50 in cash.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want us to hold it?
Well, the check, we probably need to deposit.
Yeah.
it's a $50 bill, probably just deposit it because it's not... Well, we do need change, so the only thing would be to take it to the bank and have it broken up into smaller bills.
Mm-hmm. For registration day, yeah.
Yeah, I figured I would cash a check for some money and have that available for change. And then we can just take that out later.
Okay.
But, yeah, if you wanted to take it to the bank and get it broken into, like, fives and tens, that's a start.
Singles, too.
Singles?
Yeah.
Well, if it's 35 or 30 singles, well, that's depending on the raffle.
Yeah.
I think we may have to have a meeting and talk about a raffle, how you want to handle a raffle. So... Okay.
I was at the Friends meeting today, and they were curious about the parking.
Yeah.
You guys, how you did it last year?
We just blocked off. We sent people that were coming for the book sale, we sent them through the back door, okay, around Beecher and in the back way.
All right.
To keep away from the runners.
Sure.
We had some pushback from that with people that just wanted to drive through. We blocked off the front half of... the half of the driveway, because
okay,
that's where everybody was staging. Sure. We'll be done by 10 o'clock,
okay,
and cleaned up and
right,
out of
I
here
just
by 10 o'clock.
Pass that along to them.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, so we're gonna block off the driveway, so that there isn't conflict with runners and cars.
Sure. Yeah, we don't need that.
No. Finance, we haven't met, so we'll move on. We already did the painting progress report. The Dakin chiller. You guys have an email in here about this $2,900 piece to replace the chiller that seems to go out. This was recommended by Dakin Applied to replace this. Jason asked to have it broken out as to how much is labor, how much is board.
It's like $2,000.
$2,180 for the board and $720 for the labor. This was what they found to be wrong with that low oil indicator, because this has something to do with the low oil indicator, correct?
This is to remove a bad control board and install a new control board.
Okay.
So that was the last book that we paid.
Is the chiller functioning? Like, what?
It does function. some days it does not function, and it gets really warm in here, and we have to go outside and flip it. I've been keeping a log of how many days, what days we have to go out manually, flip a huge breaker.
Turn it on.
And
is that what the control board's in there, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
They
asked Dixie to take the panel off and read the...
codes.
Three codes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess you explain it. It's like the computer in your car.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know what
it'll
work.
So yeah, it'll.
I did that. It wasn't working. It got really warm in here. Went outside and I did it. And as soon as I shut the door and locked it all up, it started up all by itself. I didn't even touch the breaker switch. <All right. laughs>
What kind of voltage is in that pan?
I'm not a service guy. I just know that'll fix it.
It's
probably 440.
Yeah, I was going to say
that's
probably
a lot of voltage. Other areas,
yeah,
you have to wear special clothing.
It's scary to go out there and flip that.
Yeah,
because
there's
an arc flash hazard. If something is wrong, you can get seriously burned within 10 feet, and there can be...
Right.
And we've been doing this for years.
Yeah. Almost since it was installed.
Because we have 480.
Since it was installed.
We have 480 at Fermilab, and we have to wear special protection.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, it's not something you really want to mess with.
Yeah.
This is a serious issue if you have to keep doing that. That means there's something wrong.
Yeah.
and you shouldn't have to flip a 400 plus volt breaker.
I just worry what our insurance is if they change. I mean, like, I remember my washing machine, we paid, they fixed the control board, it didn't fix the washing machine. $400 later, I'm like, it's still broken. And you know, you just have to pay for the next service because they did provide the service. Are we going to have any assurances if we switch out this $3,000 problem and then it's still broken?
I'm fine not getting a labor bet, but it's a $2,000 board. If it doesn't fix our issue, do we have any sort of
contingency?
No, the maintenance agreement was kind of silly. It didn't really cover it in inspection.
We don't have it in our thing. Does he have it?
But warranty covers if it fails. Yeah, it was A only 30 days. It was silly. But yeah, my concern is if there is something either electrical or something else wrong with it.
Well, she's noticed that it was, seems like it trips every time
it
rains.
Seems like
moisture.
It's a moisture issue. Because if it seems like the chiller goes off at night.
Yeah, and then
shuts down. And then if it rains, it doesn't want to start back up in the morning.
Is the cabinet with the control board, is it outside? Or?
Yes. And they were saying, well, maybe the animal got in there and chewed some cold wire.
Well, that's what I'm worried about.
What?
Yeah,
doesn't even sound like they know.
they
this is making me. This sounds worse than the more we're describing this problem.
Mice love the insulation on electrical. The insulation on electrical wires. It's very tasty for them. And many electrical devices have been shorted out or flashed over.
Or because
something
of
because of a mouse,
and
rat,
know,
squirrel,
and I know there's some of the wires are in a electrical box on the back side of it, and those wires are visible. There's no cover on that box.
Yeah,
that's not. But nothing's chewed them that I can tell. Oh, they're perfectly fine, you know.
But that's not something they could roll out on an inspection.
Should.
I'm just saying, when they came to fix it, shouldn't they have taken it off to see and can tell you this is what's bad? Versus they did a temporary fix and charged us hundreds of dollars so that they have to come back and charge us thousands more.
They should be a little better than the guy that repaired your washing machine, no offense.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, we paid them hundreds of dollars and we still need to pay them $3,000 more. I would hope that they fully know
they
that
were
it's
here,
the board.
Before this, it was a couple of years ago, they were here, and they were trying to tell us we had a bad compressor. And
like
a couple of guys
that
came
that
out, and then the last one that came out says, no, it's not your compressor, it's this, and they fixed it.
Is there an error code on that screen when it doesn't turn on? Like, when they've had you go in there and read that screen on the board?
Yeah, I just started doing that, and it was like, just did it once. Yeah. I want to forget what it says. Temperature sensor error, something like that. It was a sensor error.
Because the sensors could control, if there's a bad sensor, it could not kick on right.
Which they're saying is in the control panel.
No, the sensors are separate. They're not.
But maybe that's why when it rains, maybe it's shorting out.
Right, it's shorting out the sensor, too. So,
You know what? If it needs to get fixed, it needs to get fixed, but I want more than 30 days. I want, if this doesn't fix it, covered the next repair. Right? Just maybe at least one more repair is covered.
We were back and forth with them this time, and he said, well, we're just guessing at this point. We need to come out and look at it, you know. And we're like, well, you can come out and charge us, for making nothing.
Seems to me we need a thoroughly look at that before we
pay for it. Yeah, with $2,100 total.
Yeah.
That's a guess. That's a guess. A $2,100 guess. That's more money than I want to guess.
It's a $2,900 guess.
Yeah.
So,
but we need it to be fixed.
And they're the only people who can fix it.
And they're the only people that can fix it.
Are they really?
Yes.
Yeah,
we've
exactly.
Yeah, we've had people come out and look at it, and they go, no, sorry.
Well, with the chiller, is this the only control board that it can take? I mean, can it take a PLC, or can it take something else?
Like I said, I'm not a service guy. You need me to weld 900 feet of pipe, I can do that.
So is Dakin the manufacturer?
Dakin Applied is the manufacturer.
They're the ones, yeah.
Dakin Applied is different than, they're the same company, different divisions. You got Dakin, my brother works for Dakin out in California as an instructor. He told me to call his friend over there at Dakin. I called him, he told me to call Brad Ross. So him and I have been talking about this, talking about all the problems that we've had with this chiller.
So they handle the maintenance with their own team, they don't?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, and it's one of those ones that nobody really wants to talk about.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Good enough.
It's too
expensive. There's really no way of saying we can get a competitive bid
right.
on fixing this. It's them or nobody.
Let's try not to install anything like that again.
I asked him about is there what it would cost to replace that unit with something better, and it's like, no, you don't even want to consider that.
Yeah,
yeah. It'll be well over $250,000.
Oh,
yeah.
So 10% sounds really good when they say numbers
long,
like that.
Yeah.
How long will this system last?
As long as we keep pouring money into it.
Well, did they come out?
Basically, just piecing it now.
Yeah.
They were here in May and June.
No,
they came two different times,
and they said that's the problem. They looked at it
and everything. Well, Trico came out and looked at it, and then Dakin came out, or.
Trico used to come over and start it up for us in the early days of its existence. And then Trico said, we're done.
Okay.
We can't do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We keep coming over here and turning it on. You call Dakin.
Yeah.
And that's when we started calling Dakin. And that was 4 years ago.
Are we supposed to approve whether or not we're ready to pay this kind of money?
Well, yeah, we're supposed to approve whether or not, or we can. I can get some more information from Brad.
Can we extend the warranty?
I can ask him if we can extend this. If you know, we got to find.
It's not even a warranty issue.
No,
though,
it's you're the guy that said it's this issue.
Yeah. Because
the warranty
covers whether or not the board's going to work or whether or not the install was done correctly.
Right.
That's not going to be an issue. It's going to be whether or not it fixes it. So.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that they're probably not going to write that in.
No.
They're not going to want to be liable for some huge thing.
They're not going to give us a blanket statement
but
of this will fix it.
Even if we do that, we need to write into the contract that they have to inspect the entire system and clean up the entire cabinet, inspect all wiring and sensors.
Yeah.
And make sure that that's fully done. Just replace the board, but they need to do a full maintenance.
All the instruction manuals or whatever, they're in the bottom of this control unit panel, and they're all moldy.
Mm. Okay, they don't need instruction manuals. They service these on all day. What he's saying is when they do it, sometimes it's like you realize when you really do it, that this is not enough, that there's something else. So either that or sometimes they'll give you a credit towards your next service if this doesn't fix it. You know what I mean? Not that you're getting it for free, but at least it's like, well, we'll take the $300 off that we put this thing in your car. We'll take off the service because you still have this brand new part.
Mm-hmm.
Something that makes it feel better. I mean, $800 towards the next service is still good if they have to come out in a month or two and it's for something, some other problem. It's not the control board.
Because if we're going to pay that amount of money, they also need to inspect all the wiring, inspect the sensors, and make sure everything else is in working order.
The problem, though, is if you look at, in the picture Russ had, the control board's right in front, so they don't have to open it up to replace that.
Well, that's... I didn't show you the picture of
just
Dixie opening it.
Oh, jeez.
Stand on the steps.
Stand on the steps.
Way up. Metal steps.
just going to ask. I hope
oh, please do not do that anymore.
I think this is for safety.
You shouldn't use.
he's looking at you like, I'm surprised you're still here.
Yeah. And if there's standing water, please don't
use
it.
Yeah, no.
Oh, gosh.
That's
only
the only problem is they know they have even more barrel. They're the only ones that's going to touch
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Well, I say we table
I mean,
it to next month and
it,
see if we can
say,
get a little
well,
bit more from them.
Okay. We can.
It's only for air conditioning? Is it for heat?
No,
it's no,
not
it's a chill.
Look, it's about to get cool in here anyway, so let's just put them off.
For another month, and
well, technically,
the time it doesn't start
can,
off, I can run out.
Technically, if we push off another month, it can probably be addressed in the spring, to be honest.
Let's just go buy some box fans. No, we can't do that.
Oh, you don't want to start.
I'm just playing.
Let's get some window units. Do we have a motion to table this?
Make a motion to table.
Second. And I believe we can do a voice vote. Everybody in favor of tabling this $2,900 from Daikin, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. We'll discuss this next month. Elevator maintenance. Okay, so this was something that Kate had worked on between our current elevator company. Thyssen Elevator. They were they come out. We pay them quarterly for maintenance. I think they reduced the price to $225. No.
$225?
I think it's
$215.
Well, he said he could reduce it to
$215.
I think it's on the email
screen. Or how much is Suburban? Suburban was... Oh, no, wait. That's the roofing thing. Is Suburban in here, too?
Yeah, it's the thing. Our contract with Thyssen Krupp is up January of 2018. And they required, what, 90 days
if you
notice to cancel?
Their full maintenance is $477 per quarter, $159 per month.
Wait, so the other one, $215, was per month, not per quarter? Because you
$215
said something
per
quarter.
Month, paid
okay.
quarterly.
And this other one is
$159 per month.
$159. When will it go up? Is that the life of the contract?
It's for as long as we sign. They're talking about a term of 3 years.
3 years.
And there's
Thyssen Krupp wants 5 years?
Five
the other
years.
One's 5 years.
Automatic
renews.
How's it automatic? Don't we have to write a check?
Well, they renew your contract, so you're on the hook for another year.
Well, you can, 90 days, you can break it by certified
mail. We can call it a cow.
Mail.
What's it talking about?
5 years are stuck.
Service me if you want. You don't get any money. All right, so.
Regular business hours.
January. So what's 90 days back?
November.
So by October 1st. Or September 31st, you want to say.
Have we had trouble with the company now?
No, they're
good.
No,
it's just they seem to be charging us for
they charge us above the contract.
Yeah. They're supposed to include everything in the contract. Parts and labor and
there's a little table though.
Yeah.
So unless we're platinum. Are we platinum?
Yeah,
but
same
price and labor. I got gold.
Okay, so
I got gold marked, but the gold is 175, not 225.
That was in 2007.
Okay.
Probably got an annual increase built into the contract. Probably.
That's the contract he gave me.
Yeah, okay.
So we weren't whatever it was, so then they billed us extra without explaining it. Mm. I came on when we were already upset about these.
Yeah.
It's my first time on a board. Is this something a board is supposed to be doing? I honestly thought it was something a director analyzed contracts for what happened to their life. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, I know we have to deal with it now, but future going, it needs to be, no, I'm calling you and saying, you're doing my library a disservice. I'm going to find somebody else. You know, like, we've spent a lot of board time on something I don't think we should have to do in the future. So while we need to figure it out now, because that's where we are, I feel like future going, our contract, understanding our contract, I think possibly there were parts and labor, things were not included. But we didn't know. Right. And so we were all, like, reacting to these giant bills on the thing without any real clarity, you know? And I just, going forward, I feel like that's one of the things we want to make sure we talk about with our new director, like, stay abreast of this. What is included, what's not included in our contract. So then the board can be informed from the director, not all of us in different fields. Yeah.
If we have questions, though, too,
no
about
expertise.
The contracts aren't always easy to understand what's included and what isn't. So I will say, from having to do with a lot of technical contracts, that unless you're in that industry, sometimes it's pretty hard to, at a first glance, understand what's a maintenance issue versus what's a break fix versus what's a PM versus, I mean, there's...
I don't need to understand the contract.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, ask you to tell me exactly, like, the person who, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to call the company and go,
sure,
which part of the contract is this under? Or only as a homeowner, I always go, is this not covered by warranty? I want to know if it's not covered by warranty before I pay out. And I feel like no one knew that.
Sure.
And so we're doing a lot of reacting rather than we're making choices. I think that's costing us a lot because we're not well informed. So. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if we need to change. It seems like it, because on the face of it, the other company's cheaper. But if we don't have somebody who's knowledgeable enough to compare the two contracts, we could end up paying more with the other company if there's more not included.
No, that's what Kate was going through. She was analyzing these two contracts, because apparently that's what she does. And her analysis of them they covered the same thing. The annual inspections, Suburban would cover all the parts. And it says there that they any parts.
So Suburban would cover the parts, whereas ThyssenKrupp did not.
No.
Right.
They didn't.
Right.
It was in their contract that they should have.
Not necessarily. We don't know what level contract we had. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So we were upset when we get these extra bills.
Yeah.
Right.
But they could have been billing us honestly from the beginning.
And ThyssenKrupp's a big elevator company.
Yeah.
I mean, I have them at one of the properties.
And the other thing is, when you switch, you often save simply from switching, because the other company wants your business.
Right.
And then the other thing is, before we switch, we'd want to make sure, or somebody, again, this would probably be more the director, would do reference checks with them and make sure that they talk to current customers.
So we need to do that before September's meeting, because by September we need to approve a change.
Yeah.
I mean, if we want to change, then we would probably want to ask them for some references to speak to that have them for service.
We can have them check, have Suburban send us some references for next month, if you don't mind. And we'll table this till next month as well.
But we need
to
need to check the references by next month.
Right.
Okay. Make a motion, we table the elevator contracts till September.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Moving on to the roof repair. More money. Okay. There's pictures of what we're talking about. This is the area in the back of the building, along the court. There's the whatever side that is, the east side. East side. There's that little courtyard that comes in, and there's that pitched roof that's down there. And basically what it is it's a bad design. And I can pass this around. The water is...
Yeah,
the water is...
fixes $11,000.
No, it's only $1,200. So the water runs to the siding and then spills over and runs down the wall. So it's rotting out the wall. It's causing lots of problems. This is the area we're talking about right here, and this is looking from above down.
Showalter's roping cane, and he actually went up there. Originally, I was thinking of a diverter to just divert the water back
around the corner
to make it drain off the roof. But he said that part of the roof actually slants a little bit towards the windows and where it comes down from. So they felt after he went back to the shop and then looked at it, a diverter would not solve the problem. That the water would just back up and spill over farther up.
Yeah.
So he's suggesting a collection box and a downspout.
It wasn't the 1190, it was the two together.
No, it was the 1190 is for the collection and downspout.
Yeah.
Oh.
So this is two different things.
Then he noticed when he was up there, we have all these plastic points that are adhered to the roof to stop the snow from
sliding
down. If it hits your gutters, it could pull your gutters away from your building.
Right.
Or it could cause
people or whatever.
Dump it
on
people.
And so as long as he was here, I said, well, go ahead and break out the two separately how much you would charge us to put the snow retention bars on the roof.
To repair them, or are they
to take the points off?
Okay.
And what they use now is a metal bar that actually clips on and screws on to the ridges of the roof.
And what's wrong with the points? Are they not?
They
fall off.
Don't stay.
Okay.
They fall into the gutters and clog the gutters.
I forget the pile. When they cleaned the gutters last year, they pulled all the gutters off, and there were all these snow points in the gutters.
Yeah.
A metal roof, I mean, does it have any warranty on it that those would be covered under?
No.
Because roofs usually can have...
You have like a 30-year...
Yeah.
Well, the roof would be covered. The snow points wouldn't be.
Why not?
Was that included when we got it?
Yeah. I think it's worth looking into.
I had another... I've been trying for a whole month to get another roofing company over here, and I got them running around. I talked to three different guys. The last guy said
you'd be fine now. You're in the middle of schoolwork.
Everybody's working hard. They were in Chicago or something.
Yeah.
But, we'll be out here at the beginning of the week. I said, great, tell me when. Word.
I'm not sure who did the roof on the building when we built the building.
Yeah.
That was all part of Henry Brothers.
Yeah.
Do we have any other records?
Contracts? I'm like,
yeah, we got the contracts for all that.
Because I would say a metal roof, that might be a warranty issue that they're falling off.
Mm-hmm. For 10 years.
They've been falling off.
No, we have the points put on later.
Yeah. Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't put those on initially.
Oh,
gotcha. They were put on later.
So who put those on if they were falling off almost right away? Because do we have a warranty from them?
Those probably, if it's not part of the original install, it's probably.
We've had them replaced too, and they fell off again. Because
they're just
double sided sticky tape on there. They're maybe a little stronger than what you'd buy in the hardware store, but basically they're just stuck on there with two sided tape.
I'm not sure why we invested in those to begin with.
It's to hold the snow back, so it doesn't.
Yeah, but
ruin
did you
everything.
Think two-sided sticky tape was gonna get wet and then?
Didn't know it was gonna go.
Snow's pretty heavy too.
Yeah.
I would definitely say at that amount of money, we'd at least win a couple competitive bids.
Mm-hmm.
At least
if we can get some.
We should be able to.
Yeah.
Before the snow flies.
I think we need to go ahead with the downspout and the collection box.
Yes.
Because otherwise we're gonna end up with more trouble.
Okay.
Do they can match the gutter color that we have now, put the same kind of gutter on there and everything?
I would assume so.
Okay.
They're the commercial buildings, I would assume they can match.
Yeah. although it's...
I didn't think to ask.
There it's neon orange.
I don't think
that's what we had left.
Yeah, that's what we had left. We're going over to Menards.
Pipe here.
Okay, yeah.
So they're going to be a downspout, a collection box.
So, so there'll be a downspout that runs the whole length of that wall.
Yeah, that is a bad design.
Yeah, it was a bad design. We had a few of those on this building.
That happens. The house is full of bad designs.
I'd like to motion to move forward with the approval of spending $1,190 to install the collection box and downspout. Right.
Second?
Yeah, second.
We're spending money, so we'll need a roll call.
Yes. Hedman?
Yes.
LaChance?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Thank you.
All righty.
We'll get one.
Okay, so the snow bars, we're going to hold off on doing those.
Well, it's not snowing yet, so we got a little bit of time.
Okay, so we'll take care of that. Alrighty, now for the fun part. Need a motion to go into executive session. Would anybody like to make that?
Mm-hmm. To do a nomination? Or recommendation?
Well, we want to discuss first, don't we?
Oh, that's right. I wasn't there.
Yeah, now we're going to have a vote.
Compensation, discipline, performance, or legal counsel for the public body, including hearing testimony, on a complaint lodged against an employee of the public body, or against legal counsel for the public body to determine its validity.
Second. And we need a roll call.
Yes. LaChance?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you all. Well, you're going to be out there? Okay. We have a recommendation for a new director.
Shelley and Dixie.
Are they coming?
Yes.
Are they coming back?
Mm-hmm. Sure. They're still over there.
Okay.
I thought you were waiting for them.
No, I wasn't waiting for them. They can... Oh, there they are. Okay. Hi there.
Hey.
So we have a recommendation for... the new director's position, and we're going to offer Elisa Topper the position.
Is that Elisa or Elisa?
E-L-I-S-A T-O-P-P-E-R. She's very qualified. We've decided $65,000 to start on a 90-day trial. And I have to get the information from the city on the benefit package. And I'm going to give Rob a call. And we got to do the typical drug test background check for her. She comes highly recommended by all the references we talked to. I think she'd be a good asset to the library. I think she'll work well with the staff. I think she'll do, hopefully, she will do marvelous things with our budget and trying to keep that up to date where we need it to be. So I will make a motion as the president that we offer Elisa Topper the position of library director, tentatively to start September the 1st. At a salary of $65,000 plus the benefit package that we need to get more information about. But it's pretty much whatever the city has in their benefit package, that's what we'll be offering.
I second it.
And I think we need a roll call.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
LaChance?
Yes.
Thank you.
So we have a new director.
Oh. Yeah.
If
If she accepts the offer. So hopefully we can move forward with this, and I think it'll be a good thing.
So did you, are we still having a special board meeting next
time? Yes, so that we can, as many of the staff as can attend, would be great. And we can,
is there anything else on that agenda?
Just this.
Just that.
Just this.
Will that be executive session?
No.
No.
No more executive sessions.
Okay. So should we should pass these back so we can use them next week?
Yes.
So we can use them next week.
Yeah.
Were you going to call her tomorrow? I mean, it'll be public, right?
Yeah, I'll give her a call. Let her know. Any other business? I think we're pretty much done with what we need to discuss tonight. Is there any other business anybody needs? Now I'll make a motion we adjourn. It's been a long night.
Second.
Okay. We'll see you everybody next Monday.
All right.